This is Kevin Burke from the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, Briscoe declares for Aunt B. It aired on October 28, 1963, was written by Everett Greenbaum and Jim Fritzl, and directed by Earl Bellamy. There's a couple of things I want you to notice about this particular episode. In the closing credits, notice they spell Briscoe wrong in the end. It should be B-R-I-S-C-O-E, but they've got it as B-R-I-S-C-O. Not a big deal, but again, one of those odd little quirks that I thought an Andy Griffith Show lover might want to see. But this episode opens up with Andy running out of the courthouse, sort of like he's going in an emergency call. And he drives over to the cafe, and as he gets to the cafe, he sees the Darlings are being escorted out. Finds out that the reason the Darlings were being escorted out is that Briscoe wanted to watch the guy cook their meal for a safety precaution. And Andy says to him, well, didn't you see the sign? It says help only. And Briscoe says, well, that's what I was trying to do. So, again, a little play on the sign there in the restaurant. Andy takes care of the whole deal by taking them home for dinner. And by the way, notice this is the only Darling episode where Charlene does not appear. Again, the only episode where Charlene Darling does not appear with the Darlings. So next they show the Griffith home with the Darlings and Opie and Andy and Aunt Bea around the dinner table. Now, I want you to notice another little small little quirk here on the Andy Griffith Show. This is one of the few times where you see people sitting at the Griffith dinner table, and you actually see the sitting area or the TV area in the background. And another thing I want you to notice is that when they're at the dinner table, look at the boys. When their camera is facing them and you can see their faces, they are sitting so close to each other, there's no way they could be eating. I mean, they are shoulder to shoulder. However, when the camera angle comes from behind, you can see that they're sitting in a regular space. Now, obviously, the reason for this, they're using the one camera way to film the episodes. But when they're trying to get all four of the boys into the picture, it'd been tough if they'd all been sitting as far away. So when they're behind, you'll notice they have a regular distance. I'd call it eating distance. But when the camera's facing them and all four in the picture, they are shoulder to shoulder. So, again, something that a lot of people may not notice, but I wanted you to be able to see that. This dinner table scene is one of my favorite parts of this Andy Griffith Show, where Briscoe wants taters, and then Opie learns very quickly to yell, meat! That just cracks me up every time I see it. So, again, I love the dinner episode. What happens in this particular scene is that Briscoe begins to think that Aunt Bea is specializing on him or panting after him. And that's because she's making sure he gets enough to eat. She's being very hospitable. And, again, I live in North Carolina, grew up in North Carolina. And, you know, one of the social aspects of our society down here is eating and taking care of guests. And that she's doing what anybody would do when I've eaten at someone else's house. They do the same thing. Well, Briscoe wasn't used to this, so again, he thought that Aunt Bea was flirting with him. So after they finish eating, they go over, and Aunt Bea encourages Briscoe to come on over so they can play some songs. And so they play Doug's tune, and Briscoe flirts with Aunt Bea, and Opie ends up singing Dan Tucker. Then Aunt Bea does a poem, and she does a poem that Briscoe thinks that Aunt Bea is saying directly to him. So at this point, Briscoe is bound and determined that Aunt Bea wants her, and so Briscoe declares for Aunt Bea. Now, what I think is sort of funny, and this shows the hard-headedness of the mountain folk in this episode, is that Andy and Aunt Bea protest. And it doesn't matter. Briscoe's made up his mind that Aunt Bea is trying to flirt with him, and so he's definitely going to go after Aunt Bea. He does say he'll slow down by putting on his square wheels, which I think is a cute little saying. Well, in the next scene, we see Aunt Bea's asleep in bed, and all of a sudden, we hear Briscoe singing. And so Aunt Bea goes to the window, and you look down, and you see Aunt Bea is looking out at Briscoe and the boys. They're playing their instruments, and Briscoe's singing, "Low and Lonely." I just love when the Darlings are in these episodes. Well, in the very next scene, we see Opie run into the courthouse, and now he's having an emergency. So Andy, in the beginning, runs out of the courthouse for an emergency, and Opie now is running into the courthouse in an emergency and tells Andy, the Aunt Bee's been kidnapped because basically Briscoe leaves a note saying she's with me. So Andy drives to the Darling home and tries to admonish Briscoe and tell him that he's gone too far. But Briscoe won't have anything of it. He's already declared for Aunt Bee. So Andy does the smart thing here. He realizes no matter what he does that Briscoe is not going to be able to let go of Aunt Bee, that Briscoe will have to make the decision on his own. So Andy takes Aunt Bee outside, and although she's reluctant, talks her into what they're end up going to do to deal with Briscoe. So they come back in, and Andy basically says, "We'll accept." Now notice that Andy says, "We'll accept." He wanted to keep Aunt Bee out of trouble, because if she'd said, "I accept," it'd been a little bit different. So again, a little legal maneuver here by Andy when he says, "We accept." So Aunt Bee starts to act like she's impressed with Briscoe. Briscoe wants to show off his muscle, and so she gets him to take the furniture outside. And then once he gets the furniture outside, she says, "Let's clean up the house." And I love Briscoe says, "Boys, there's work to be done. Get on your old clothes." And the boys look down at their clothes like, "Do we have any other old clothes?" So they go to clean a little bit, and then after a while, we see Briscoe getting a bath, and everybody's standing around. Briscoe's in a tin tub, and Andy pours water on him to get the soap off. And I bet that when they were making this episode, Andy Griffith just loved pouring that water on Denver Pyle here. I just love that. Then a little bit later in this scene, they're having dinner in the Briscoe house, and this is where Aunt Bee starts to beat Briscoe Darling to death with a spoon. You know, she's serving them dinner, and she's teaching them etiquette, ways to ask for food and not to put their elbows on the table. So finally she hits Briscoe enough where Briscoe gives in, had the straw breaks the camel's back. He jumps up and says he's not going to be beat to death with a spoon. So he tells he tells Andy, "You know, you can arrest me for breach of promise." And so the next scene we see that everything's calmed down, and Briscoe and Andy are walking out of the Briscoe home, and Briscoe tells Andy that, just a word of advice, that talk to her a little bit. She's got a little bit too much sheriff in her. Too much sheriff in her. I just love that line, the way Briscoe says it. Aunt Bee does a very sweet thing, and again, this is what I love about the Andy Griffith Show. They all care about each other. And here's somebody that tried to declare for Aunt Bee, just caused her a whole bit of trouble, kidnapped her. But she calls Briscoe over and kisses him on the cheek and says, "Thanks for wanting her." Again, a nice little touch to the Andy Griffith Show. And I love Briscoe's line here. He said, "It just ain't worth the pain." So again, another good episode with the Darlings involved. And leads us now to our trivia question. Near the beginning of the episode, Briscoe makes a comment about Andy's haircut. How did Briscoe describe Andy's haircut? Again, the trivia question is, in this episode, how did Briscoe describe Andy's haircut? If you think to know the answer, you can certainly email me at burke@imayberry.com, or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com. There you'll see the name of the episode, Briscoe Declares for Aunt Bee, and in parentheses, the answer to the trivia question. I appreciate all the comments I've received lately concerning Burke on Mayberry. And as always, I appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And again, thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.